Brendan Bradford from Sporting News Australia, boxing and UFC expert. What a combo. Brendan, how you going?
Hey, mate, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no worries at all. So, look, it's titled The Fight of the Century. It went down yesterday. Just spoiler alert, if you're listening, we are going to probably talk about who won. What did you think of the fight? Sort of how, I guess a lot of people thought Conor McGregor, coming from this MMA background, wouldn't really be able to match it. Do you think he exceeded expectations, or what was your take?
Yeah, I think he proved a lot of people wrong, especially boxing insiders and boxing experts who, going into this fight, there are a lot of boxing fans and boxers and coaches and trainers in the boxing world that were kind of not too happy about this MMA guy. This, you know, he's only been famous. He's only been rich for about 3 or 4 years. There are a lot of people unhappy that he was just sort of going to waltz in and fight one of the greatest boxers of all time. But he certainly proved a lot of those people were wrong. He, you know, handled himself brilliantly inside the ring and after the fight. And, you know, all credit, all respect to him, because he certainly put up a pretty decent performance on the night.
What do you think it is about? Because I feel like boxing and MMA and stuff, it's only really available if you sort of have Foxtel kind of thing, or if you go to the pub a lot. I think it's not quite a mainstream sport in Australia, but this fight, it was people, you know, betting heaps of money on it, and everyone's trying to flock to see it. It was like 11 a.m. in the morning on a Sunday, which is sort of an investment. What do you think it is that, is it literally just the spectacle that gets people so into it? I mean, I even found myself in the Ronda Rousey fight, which is she was this huge champion in the MMA, and I didn't even really watch it, but I sort of found myself wanting to know the result and see it. So how are we getting sucked in so easily, do you think?
Yeah, it's one of those things. You know, I had people asking me, you know, would never talk about fighting, never talk about boxing. Asking me, what's going to happen? I've been watching this, I've been watching all the press conferences and all the preview shows, and really into it, and I'm betting money, and I'm going to buy it. It's an incredibly unique set of circumstances where you've got these two guys that have just managed to cross paths at the exact perfect time. I mean, Floyd Mayweather was retired for almost 2 years. You know, he stayed in shape, and he's on the verge of breaking this boxing record, 49-0 as an undefeated boxer. It's, you know, never been done. No one's out. No one's gained that many victories and no losses and retired. And then you've got Conor McGregor, who's just coming in this whirlwind of support from Ireland. Like, he's so big in Ireland. He headlined a UFC card in Dublin in just his third UFC fight. And that was coming after a year-long injury layoff. It's just an incredible set of circumstances that these guys have been able to, obviously they've got the talent to the way that they're on social media, the way they talk to the media, both, you know, social media, new media, so to speak, and on SportsCenter and things like that, the way they've been able to drum up support and just interest in this fight has just been incredible.
Well, I was going to say, because it seems a little bit excessive the way they go on at these press conferences and stuff. Is that all real? Do you think boxers actually hate each other that much, or is it all just for the sort of thrill of it to get people psyched up? Because it seems like, from what I'm reading on social media, people certainly believe that animosity is real.
Well, I think in this fight there was a lot of pantomime involved. There was a lot of, they borrowed a lot from sort of pro wrestling, WWE, if you want to put it that way, just to build some kind of animosity to get people intrigued and interested in the fight. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think they probably won't be friends after it, but they're certainly not going to hate each other, you know, after it either. But I mean, every now and then you get two fighters who genuinely dislike each other. But I think in this case, at the end of the day, to put a sort of a cynical spin on it, there was just too much money involved to not have this fight go ahead.
Something I sort of noticed as well is, I don't know what your take on this is, I'd be interested to hear it. I've noticed there seems to be a couple of, like, there's some voices out there that are very, because obviously boxing and fighting and combat sport, There's people out there that really find it quite heinous and quite barbaric and dangerous. But these people also love rugby or rugby league, and they sort of don't see an issue with stuff like that. But it's this is a step too far. And I mean, I don't know. I can kind of see where they're coming from, but also it does seem a little bit contradictory that, because you know, there's some brutality in all contact sport. But what do you think it is about this that makes it worse, or about rugby league that makes it okay?
Yeah, I certainly see those criticisms, and there's definitely more than a hint of, I suppose, two-facedness about it, because, you know, like you say, there's the potential or the likelihood for head injuries in rugby league and rugby union as well. But I think what sets fighting apart is the fact that at the end of the day, the goal is to punch someone in the head, to punch them, kick them in the head if it's MMA or... I suppose it's a lot more visceral in that regard, in that that's the goal, that's the aim. You want to knock them out at the end of the day. Whereas in rugby league and rugby union and other sports like that, there are other aspects of it. That's not what you're after. It's sort of a byproduct of the sport.
Well, I
certainly understand the criticism, but at the end of the day, I know it's a pretty tired old excuse, but at the end of the day, there's two grown men entering the own contracts, they know the risks, they're incredibly well trained to both deal with that kind of issue and you know, essentially try and not get hit in the face. And they have all sorts of regulations that they have to go through. Ringside doctors, the referees are well trained to stop it short of any kind of lasting damage. But yeah, the criticism, there's going to be people that criticise it, boxing, fighting, as long as there are people doing it.
Yeah, well, I mean, the sort of spectacle behind it all was certainly something to witness, even if you're not a fan. And I mean, I'm certainly not sort of invested in that world. But yeah, it was really interesting to observe. And hey, thanks for your thoughts, Brendan. It's been interesting to hear them. Thanks for your time.
No problem. Cheers for that.